This is Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. This week's Top 5, Top 5 Nostalgic Animes. That means the animes that you could have been watching as a child or the ones that you just remember so fondly of. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our co-host, Vincito.
Hello.
And our mega specialist, King of Hearts.
Yep.
And our other co-host, Raccoon Boy. And our guest this week, Zakana.
No, it's awesome.
I'm glad to be here.
He's trying to do a Steve Bloom impression.
Let's go to Zakana's five, number five.
Okay, my number five is Metabots.
Metabots?
Metabots.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old, like, anime, I think. The thing that I remember most is how awesome the robots looked that all the kids had. All the kids battled with robots. They used metals. But I remember most is how crappy the kids looked. It's like you could tell the animators were great with robots with those stiff lines, but when it came to the kids, it was all just these like wavy, like just awkward. You could tell they had no idea how to draw people. Let's put it like that. Yeah, that Sweet. Was pretty much it, really.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's move to Rack. What's your number five?
Number five is Pokemon.
Oh. Damn it, man. What? This is coming. Pokemon.
Okay, who honestly didn't think that was going to be on everyone's?
Well, it's not, but...
I want to be...
How old is Pokemon again?
That's like...
1999.
No one ever was.
Or 15.
Is my real quest. Enchant the Ms. Macaws. I'll stop.
Okay,
Pokemon.
It's the reason why it's number five, because you know, it's one of those things that I never really got big to our franchise. Like, when I watched the anime, like I got into the video game, Pokemon cards, and the toys. I was like, I realized when I watched Pokemon like 10 years later, I felt kind of weird. Like, I don't know why I liked this a lot as a kid. Like, okay, when you're 10 years old, you leave school, you go find Pokemon. I'm like, what the fuck this? Kick their kids out of the house at age 10, like, okay, Ash, you got your GED, get out of the house right now! Like, don't you want to send your kid to college? I'm just, like, amazed how, like, all the kids in Pokemon, like, live without their parents and, like, travel by themselves in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck, can they get killed and raped by pedophiles?
What?
Like,
it's just the real life situations that these kids don't have to face because they're in an anime.
I mean, like, how do you go to war in Pokemon? Is just Pokemon or do you shoot guns?
Like, that'd be awesome if Pokemon
was. Pikachu with an AK-47.
I mean, like, they don't go to school, man? What about their GEDs or college diplomas?
You don't need that in the world of Pokemon.
I know.
They have Pokemon schools.
As long as you have good Pokemon, you can do anything.
Yeah, just let Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny do all the work. Well, yeah, that's my top five.
All right.
That's his top five.
His entire top five is Pokemon, all the way down.
I'm tired.
All right, so what's your number five, King?
My number five is Voltron. There's of the universe. I don't know why, but for some reason, Voltron just kicks so much ass, you know? The lions coming together, forming Voltron, crap. But you know one thing that always bothered me? You know how each of the characters had, you know, their own different color, right? The colors didn't correspond with the lions. That really messed with my mind.
What do you mean? I remember each color like... Oh, you mean like... Fuck. I know what you mean, but...
Yeah, there's like some of the characters used different color lines than what they were wearing, and that messed with my mind.
Yeah, that fucked up shit. Man, why do I keep remembering that Power Rangers shit where they went into that giant robot and everything? Didn't the Power Rangers have a Voltron thing going on? at one point?
They had the Megazord.
Yeah, the Megazord. That's what it was called. Sorry. I always mix together Voltron and the Megazord.
But yeah, you know, form the feet, legs, form arms and body, and I, the leader, shall form the head.
Alright, then let's move to Ven. What's your number five?
Alright. I feel kind of bad, because you guys seem to remember most of your picks. I don't remember anything about my picks, but fuck it. My number five is Evangelion, Neon Genesis, the original, from when I was a kid.
That's not nostalgic.
Fuck you, man. That's fucking 20 years old almost.
Oh my god, that's not nostalgic.
It's nostalgic for me, because I watched it when I was really young.
That's some crap.
Shut up.
I only got to watch that show like 3 years ago, I think.
I recently watched it. What? I recently rewatched it. That doesn't mean that it takes away the nostalgia for it. I watched it first when I was like 8 or something or 9. And fuck, man, I had no fucking idea what was going on. And then when I rewatch it, I understand it makes more sense. I like it more when I rewatch it, but, you know, gosh, man, the first time I rewatched it, I could have sworn that I had, like, this mass, like, nostalgia rush when I was watching it, because I can remember certain things that I saw happening a long time ago that I don't really remember quite clearly. But, yeah, I think that's what nostalgia is about. Nostalgia doesn't have anything to do with age.
Okay.
Anyway, King might disagree with me, but I'd say it's nostalgic. It's nostalgic for me. And if Dragon Ball Z can be nostalgic, so can Eva. Fuck you.
Yeah, say Dragon Ball Z was nostalgic.
That's not the point here. Okay.
Jeez. How the hell did I forget Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, I just want to say Dragon Ball Z is my honorable mention.
Dragon Ball is my honorable mention, then. The original Dragon Ball. Alright, sorry. Sorry, King, if that's not fair. But go.
Alright. My number five is Sailor Moon, which I remember fondly.
Oh,
like,
cute.
I remember watching
that. I watched that back in the day.
Yeah, with my sister. And I remember like how fondly I was like...
Wait, you too?
Yeah.
I watched it with my sister too. Same with Hamtaro. Oh, fuck Hamtaro! No!
Did I forget Hamtaro? That was great.
Oh my god.
Hamtaro sucks.
That's my second honorable mention.
Same.
I don't even remember what Hamtaro was about. Okay, go, Dave.
It's Hamtaro time. Something.
Alright. My god.
Yeah, I was memorized by those fights and how hot Sailor Moon was when she changed or transformed more. So let's move on to our number fours. Let's bring it back up to Zakana.
Okay, my number four. My number four is Dot Hack Sign.
Oh, great.
That's not... I'm not even saying it.
What the fuck, King? Stop arguing.
Let me talk. I remember this was one of the first animes that I watched, like, late night. Like, this was one of those series that I intentionally stayed up, like, behind my mom's back just to watch. And I think it was that sense of just going behind her back and staying up late, even though I should have been asleep, that kind of stays in my heart.
Okay,
even though I had no fucking idea what was going on in the series.
Yeah, King, what do you guys say about that? If it's their first anime...
That's what I said. I can see how that's the start of the show, man. Say you watching freaking Ava 18 million times makes it nostalgic.
Whatever, it's an overstatement. Well, you'll have to deal with it because it is.
Let's move to Rack.
My number four is Gundam Wing.
Gundam Wing. Oh. Never mind. Go.
Oh yeah, the popular one.
Yeah, this like. Probably one of my first shows I watched on Toonami, and when I first got like cable as a kid, I was like, "Holy shit, this cartoon's awesome!" So like, and it got me into the Gundam series, I kind of got into the Mobile Suit Saga a lot. Like, I first watched Gundam Wing, I was like, this shit's awesome. These guys have robots. They could, like, blow shit up and do stuff that I can't do.
I bet King, if King was the comment in this.
I mean, it got me into the mecha genre of anime.
I'm fine with Gundam Wing.
But
Gundam Wing's, it's good, but when I look at other Gundam series and they're like, and then they're like getting their stories, I feel like Gundam Wing's kind of low now today to other Gundam series. But as a kid, it was like really memorable.
Yeah, well, nostalgia's not about if it's like the best anime ever. It's about, you know,
how well you know what.
It, not no, it doesn't even run about that. The it's like the feeling you get. The feeling you get when you remember that anime, like how, what. I can't even describe nostalgia anymore.
It, I mean, like, nostalgia is where you hold them in your heart, kind of. Like, just that special place you put them.
You could be a poet if you wanted to, kind of.
I mean, like,
it's
the
voice.
Like, in, like, Gundam Wing, I remember, like, I always, like, thought the mecha designs were awesome. I'm like, oh my god, the Wing Gundam has two blasters to connect and shoot a giant laser. And I thought it was, like, overpowered, like the strongest machine ever. So yeah, that's my number four. I'm done. I'm going to sleep. No, I'm just kidding now.
I could never. I used to try to get into Gundam, but I couldn't see what my friends were getting into.
Yeah. So, my favorite Gundam was G Gundam. I think that pretty much explains my view on Gundam.
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah.
So let's move on to Gang. What's your number four?
My number four is Thundercats.
Wait. Thundercats? Is that an anime?
Yeah.
I thought that was...
Are you sure?
What, you American?
I thought that was just a cartoon.
It doesn't matter. It's Thundercats. Shut up. Okay?
Thundercats.
I really think it's a cartoon.
Who cares? Thundercats.
We should just change this to nostalgic shows, then I'll put Tom and Jerry on my
list. I always thought Thundercats was like He-Man, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Yeah, He-Man was very similar to... No, it wasn't, but He-Man and Thundercats, I thought, go together to, like, both for some reason when I was a kid.
Thundercats is all American.
Yeah, Thundercats is American game.
So what's that going to be about it?
Oh,
what? It's American.
I thought it was.
It's not.
I thought it was. So, okay. So, does it make it? No, I think it is.
King's order is absolute. He says it's an anime, then it's a fucking anime.
Okay. Let's move to Ven.
Alright. My number four is an actual anime. This time, Sailor Moon. Fuck you, Dave. Yeah, I don't know. Toonami, man. Back in the day, the shit. Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon. The only fucking two shows I even watched on Toonami at the time before I actually, you know, broadened my horizons. But yeah, Sailor Moon was like awesome, fucking hotness stuff. I think I like Sailor Mars a tiny bit better than Sailor Moon, but that's just me.
Sailor Mercury.
Whatever. Mercury, man. What's wrong with you? She had the short haircut and stuff.
Exactly. Short hair is the best.
Nah. I like Jupiter more than I like Mercury. Her power sucks.
I mean, not Mercury. Yeah, Jupiter.
Jupiter. Yeah. Jupiter is awesome. And she Jupiter's had an awesome power, that thunder shit. It's crazy.
The brunette?
Mercury's power was terrible. Bubbles? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
That was a terrible power.
I think I always had a crush on Ray from that series.
Yeah. All the Sailor Scouts were, you know, had it going on in some way. And Tuxedo Mask, man.
I hated Serena. Or whatever her name was.
I don't know. I can't remember any of the characters' names from that series, though. I don't even remember the main villain. I think it was that witch
Queen
girl.
Bell?
Yeah, it was the witch.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It was, yeah, but still, from what I can remember, it was a bitchin' show when I was a kid. I'd still like it if I watched it now, I bet. And that says a lot because I'm not, you know me, I don't watch shoujo anime. But
Yeah, I heard they were going to redub it. Like Sailor Moon and
Weebly. Sailor Moon is not a shoujo anime.
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about? Well, it's the definition of a shoujo anime.
It's a magical girl anime.
It's there you go.
Wait, what? Isn't that basically...
What?
That's shoujo. In a nutshell.
It's
magical girl.
Yeah, accepted. Magical girl shoujo. That's what it is.
Whatever.
Just because it has action in it. Alright, that's my number four.
Okay. And my number four is Card Captors, which I think aired like on Cartoon Network for a while. But I remember that having a pretty cool concept where this girl unleashes this book of powers and she has to like collect all these cards. And each card is like was very different, like each one had a different power, and she had to keep collecting them along with her friends, and it was kind of a pretty neat show. And I remember also watching that with my sister, and remember enjoying that.
You just watched a lot of shit with your sister, didn't you?
I can't help it, you know. I mean, it was like one of the best days of my life as a childhood.
What was that one Disney show, In the Box? I watched that with my sister. Or Out of the Box. Fuck it.
Yeah, even Shock Cardcaptors was very shoujo. I still enjoyed it and liked it for what it was.
Would you still like it today?
Probably not. It's not a timeless anime by any means necessary.
Sailor Moon is.
I doubt
that. You
could
watch that in the year
2000.
I don't think so,
dude.
Still
I don't think I could go back and watch that and take it seriously.
You don't have to take it seriously.
I think I could.
Yeah, I mean...
I bet you really can't.
I'm gonna go back and watch Sailor Moon. I seriously am. I
remember that
show.
The cat having one of the most monotone voices, and remember making so much fun of that, because it was so bland.
Oh, God. I watched a District Tuxedo Mask. And Sailor Moon Sexy Transformations, of course. Okay.
Stupid.
Whatever. Shut up. Fucking dick.
Okay, we gotta go. Right. Get this going. Let's go to our number threes. Let's go back to Sakana.
My number three is Ultimate Muscle.
Yes.
I still don't know what that is.
What's Ultimate Muscle anime? I think it was a cartoon.
No, it was an anime. It started off in Japan.
Let me check.
It started off in Japan. It actually didn't do well.
Yeah, it is called Ultimate Muscle. There's an anime.
But when it came over to America on Foxbox, I think, it just boomed, and they actually continued the series just for American audiences.
Wasn't there like 3 seasons of it or something?
Yeah, there was like a whole Ultimate Muscle like pre-series in Japan that never came out here.
There's Ultimate Muscle, then there was Ultimate Muscle 2 and Ultimate Muscle 2 Season 2 or something like that.
Yeah, all I know it was, the one I watched was Kid Muscle. And basically, it was pretty much wrestling, but in like anime form. Like they were able to, there was a guy who had a dinosaur for a hand, like a dinosaur head for a hand. Like he was using it to like chomp people and tear them apart.
That sounds not like wrestling at all, but...
Okay. It was legal because it counted as his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah, you just have to watch it. It's a pretty fun anime if you just go with it.
I remember the
and
fights.
It was probably one of the first... probably one of my first action anime I actually liked and stuck with.
The matches were pretty fun to watch. I mean, I remember distinctly that one of the matches was Kid Muscle against this guy, like, looked like a sign, and he's supposed to, like, fight him under these restrictions. I remember that was, like, being one of the most entertaining fights.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy who was called Dick Dick Van Dick, and he was fighting a guy who had an ass for a head.
What?
Like, literally...
What's wrong with this anime?
Like, his head was divided into two, and each one was a butt cheek. And he had no mouth. Whenever he talked, his cheeks would like jiggle. Hey, that was how TV was back in the good days.
Back in the good days.
Am I going like too racy for television? Mm. let's move on to Rack.
My third one is Lost.
Lost? TV series. What the fuck?
What?
If you can see a cartoon as an anime, I can
see
it.
That's crap.
What? Okay, we're going to get killed by Lost fans, but okay, to be honest, number three is Tsubasa. Another one from Clamp. I mean, I've seen Fushiyugi Yugi and Cardcaptor Sakura, but I wasn't really interested in Clamp until I read Tsubasa when I was like 11 or 12 years old. And pretty much like what got me to respect their art and works and stuff like that. And it got me into Chobits too.
Jeez.
So it's like one thing, one series that got me into a whole group and stuff like that.
You said you read this?
Yeah, I read the manga.
So it's
I
a nostalgic manga?
Yeah.
I didn't know those existed.
Tsubasa manga?
No, a nostalgic manga.
Oh. You guys didn't read manga as a kid?
No. Fuck that.
No.
I couldn't even read comic books when I was a kid.
Well, I did watch the anime, but I liked the manga better. I mean, I don't think I even had Tsubasa or the anime in my mail yet, or Fushigi or Cardcaptor.
I don't have any nostalgic anime.
Well, mangas weren't so available to when I was a kid. I mean, you basically got the mainstream stuff like, you know, Naruto or Bleach, and you know those.
Yeah, because Naruto was around it when you were a kid, right, Dave?
It was.
How young are you? Really?
Well,
when I was a kid, I don't remember manga being available.
Or
what do you consider a kid?
A kid would be like under 10 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe under 12. Naruto wasn't out till I was like 12 or 13.
But even so, 14. Like, you didn't get that much manga.
Naruto was like 2001.
Wait, when did Naruto come out?
Jesus,
Naruto. 2002.
2000 something.
I feel like an old guy, man.
Man, well, King, if you weren't born so early, maybe we'd have not so differentiating opinions. Whatever, I don't know.
My number three, right?
Yeah, you're number three.
My number three is Visions of Escaflowne.
Oh, shit.
Because that really was the thing that got me into the manga genre. Now, even though I don't even remember remotely what the story is about or anything, I just, you know, remember that's the first thing that guy watched. So, Visions of
Escaflowne. Yeah, I remember the guy had to get a dragon heart to pilot his like dragon like mecha that transformed.
I don't know what Escaflowne is about. Escaflowne.
Whatever. I thought you watched that, Ben.
No.
Mm. I remember that didn't last.
It's just one of those things, man, that I never get around to doing, you know, like everything I do in my life.
I hear the name everywhere, but really got like to watching it.
Yeah, I know.
Escaflowne.
Anyway,
yeah, HBI2K
too for some reason.
Hmm. Yeah, HBI2K did an abridged series on Escaflowne. It's pretty good.
I love abridged series.
Anyways, let's move to Ven.
All right, my number three is Ronin Warriors.
You fucker.
I have no idea what this anime is about. I just remember watching it. And when King brought it up to me a while ago, I think it was a couple months ago, and I'm like, I don't know what Ronin Warriors is. Then he showed me the opening, like, oh, I remember that shit. That was awesome. And then, yeah, nostalgic rush, and I seriously cannot remember. I remember Samurai Armor. Yeah, Samurai Armor. And I never watched Saint Seiya, so I have no idea what you mean. But
yeah.
I remember everyone was decked out in samurai armor and everyone had these special powers. Like, or, no, fuck it. Wasn't there a fat guy? Or am I thinking Voltron?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Everyone had samurai armor and everyone had special powers.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking of the right anime then. I thought
there was a fat guy.
There was a fat guy. Okay, good. Sorry. Anyway.
That was intense, I remember all of their names.
I have no idea. I really want to rewatch this show because I remember being so good when I was a kid. It was one of the very few shows I watched before I, you know, moved to where I am right now and actually watched Toonami. It was before Toonami was on. I mean, before Toonami was put on Cartoon Network, I would watch.
Basically, if there's the good samurais and the bad ones, I only remember the good ones and the one bad one.
There's this big evil guy with like a skull for a face or something like that.
That was Anubis.
Skeletal?
No.
That was Anubis. He turned good, though.
Yeah. I don't know much about this.
Ryu of Wildfire, and there's Sai of the Torrent, and Sage of the Halo, Kento of Heart Rock, and Ryo of the Strata.
Jesus, King. That's a massive knowledge barrier. Yeah, there you go.
I love that show. It was amazing.
I want to go back and watch it so bad. That's what's my number three. Nostalgia.
Okay. And my number three is Shaman King, which I frequently watch.
I hate Shaman King.
You just hate everything, King.
I like Shaman King.
It was very entertaining. It was like basically, these kids like fought with the dead spirits, and in this tournament, and like they worked their way up to this the tournament to be the ultimate shaman king. And what they go through is like,
well, maybe I hate four kids. That should be more appropriate.
But the dubs weren't like terrible or anything. They were fine. It was just, you know, it was very good.
I thought the dubs were terrible, or at least I thought the story was terrible. Then something about that show I did not like.
King just doesn't even know why it was bad. He's just trying to find
why. The only thing that kind of like bothered me about that show is that they have the stereotypical black guy character who had like the fro, big lips, and he was just like the most out of place character.
He was my
really
that guy was my favorite character in that series. I don't know why. I think I just liked his personality. So open.
He had a cheetah with him, and it's like, how more stereotypical can he get? Oh, God.
Wait, what did you just say?
He had a cheetah with them.
Like,
that's
know,
stereotypical
African,
how?
African.
Africa, man.
Does every Afro-having guy just carry a cheetah with him everywhere he goes now? What the
Well,
fuck?
You know.
Well, let's put it like this. Is it any more stereotypical than having, like, in ICO 21, Panther, like actually described as a Panther.
I guess.
So that's my
Shaman King.
Yes, that's my number three. So let's move on to our number twos. Let's go back to Sakana.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Again, Pokemon?
You know it's
Hell
your destiny,
yeah.
Pokemon. Oh, you. Damn it, cannot remember the lyrics. Yeah, Pokemon was my number two. I think it was the Johto arc that I lost interest, though.
Dude, it was after the first season that I just stopped watching.
Yeah, I think I remember exactly what episode it was. It was when Ash was fighting against the ghost gym leader in the Johto series. It was when I saw Gastly send out a giant tongue and lick Pikachu that I kind of just
paralyzed Pikachu. And why am I? Fuck it.
Yeah, that was pretty much the moment I realized how dumb Pokemon was. Only that moment.
Wait. Does anyone else remember the Butterfree scene, or is it just me?
The one where he sent Butterfree away?
Yeah, I cried.
Really?
It was
sad. That was Jesus.
Yeah, in the giant.
I seriously cried. It was sad part of my childhood.
You know, I think I read they never actually showed like Butterfree or Mankey Primate again. Like, just never again.
I don't give a shit about Primate.
Whatever. I kind of wanted to see him again.
Okay, wait, does Pokemon have a manga?
Of course
yeah.
It does.
Okay.
It's different.
Yeah.
The manga follows the game.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it has red, yellow, silver.
Blue. Yeah, it has the game characters.
One of them's psychic, I think.
That's yellow.
He has a sister
yellow.
That red likes.
Yeah, I think they already have one for white and black.
The manga's actually pretty funny. Like, in one of the chapters, Red and Blue get their Pokemon switched up. So they decide to train each other's Pokemon. And seeing as Red is, you know, the loving, caring type, he makes Blue's Pokemon, who are like the hardcore, trained, mean-looking ones, all loving and caring. And Blue made Red, like, you know, all evil looking. So he had like an evil looking Pikachu and an evil look. Evil looking.
Dude, I remember this from somewhere. I think I might have checked this out.
All his nice Pokemon had turned to like these evil, hard train, crazy ones. It was funny. They had like all planet eyes.
Oh, in the manga, didn't they explain why Pikachu was able to surf?
No.
What?
That card was so stupid. Same with Birthday Pikachu. Those cards were useless. Fuck that shit. Mew was pretty good, though.
Sorry. Yeah, Mew was cute. It's like Mew, of all of them, was probably the one I wanted to have as a pet.
But Mew is mentally retarded. I don't even think Mew could say its own name.
She's the...
Which is sad.
A Pokemon, though.
Well,
I think Mew's a guy. Just because Mew is light purple doesn't mean it's a girl.
Well, then, like, that's like...
Yeah!
I actually think it's a hermaphrodite, or doesn't have a gender.
I don't know.
Just like Pokemon.
Technically, legendaries don't have a gender in the games, which begs the question, how can they breed?
They don't breed, that's why they're legendary.
I mean...
I think they live forever.
Just trust me, if you want like a million Celebes running around, that would be devastating. You'd ruin your crops and shit.
Oh god, imagine if you had like just thousands of those god Pokemon from the series.
Yeah, fuck that. It would be crazy mayhem everywhere.
Like those skyscraper sized ones.
All right,
wait, we're rambling off.
Sorry.
Yeah, Pokemon, we gotta get this show on the road. Jesus, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so good.
Yeah, so that's it for Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah, Gastly killed Pokemon for me.
Let's move to Rack.
Okay, Rack. My number two is Gran Torino.
What?
It was again with
the movies.
It's King said.
I just ruined the definition.
I'm sorry. My number two was actually Fooly Cooly.
See,
shut up. Like,
when I watched the anime, I was kind of like, I thought the anime just came out, so like the main character Naoto was like 10 or 11 years old. So I like, when I watched it, I was about the same age. So I like, I thought I could relate, and I thought, you know, before I went to Japan, I thought like, this is how Japanese life was really like. And that the creator just like made this anime out of like random imagination.
And then you went to Japan and it's nothing like that. It's all gray and boring and stuff, right?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
I mean, you saw this when it was airing, right?
Yeah, I was about only 10 or 11 years old. And all of a sudden I got, like, kind of like look into the Japanese delinquent culture. It's awesome. I like it. It's only 6 episodes. I was like, you know, this anime is really random. The gallows and crack animators. I'm like, I don't know. Because I remember, like, I don't know, I just love all the, you go to anime and the manga scenes and, like, that it was all perverted and the alien chick, Haruko, they were bomb. That's my number two. Yeah.
Forgetting the number we're on.
Fine. Let's move to
die.
My number two is Tenchi Muyo.
Okay. Sorry.
Because that was really the first real, you know, romance harem thing I watched. And I didn't understand what was going on, basically. Like, I was kind of young when I watched that, so a lot of the things were just flying over my head, and I went back and watched it again. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I watched this when I was young. You know, this isn't something a little kid should be watching.
I know. When I watched it with my uncle was like, this guy is like a pimp and these are all his bitches.
But I didn't understand that. It was just cool to me when I was young. I was like, awesome.
Your first harem?
Yeah. Yeah, first harem.
Well, let's move on to then.
Alright, my number two is one of the first, actually animations I've ever seen in my life. But it's also one of the first animes. It's Speed Racer. The original Speed Racer from way back when, not Speed Racer X or whatever that fucking shit was. Fuck, man. I watched this back way back when, before Cartoon Network was... It was way back when Cartoon Network was very first, like, the very first, like, month it was out. They were airing, like, Speed Racer and all this really old, old anime from, like, 70s and 80s.
I used to watch Speed Racer all the time.
Yeah, fuck, Speed Racer was awesome. But for some reason, I'd always come in the middle of, like, a race. For some reason, I'd never, like... Like, I don't remember ever, like, seeing anything other than races were there. But the things he did in his car, like, all the contraptions and, like... I think he made his car jump at one point, and like I think he did an oil slick. Maybe I'm just thinking of something else. But I.
Oh, you're right. Have you played the game?
The game.
Yeah.
The Speed Racer game.
Yeah, unless he used all his car's contraptions.
Oh, it's sweet.
Awesome. But
yeah, he had some wicked contraptions. It was awesome, and the.
Seven in all?
I don't know, but he had, like, this, I think it was a, wasn't it a keypad or something on his...
It's like the buttons in his steering wheel.
Yeah, buttons on his steering wheel that he pressed, and he says one thing. And I remember watching the opening and seeing him run a car off the edge, and the car exploded, and I thought that was really, really weird for a children's cartoon from the 70s to show some car exploding. Say, I know the guy got away safely, but still, it's pretty weird.
There was, like, an Speed Racer was... And that show, like, every 5 seconds. And he kept...
Yeah, I know. It's hard to think that everyone got away safely. But, yeah, it's Speed Racer. I mean, come on. It's not the first anime ever made. It's far from that. But, it's one of the most... I think it was very groundbreaking for its time. Anyway, Speed Racer, my number two. Yeah.
Okay. And my number two is also Pokemon. I remember waking up almost
every
Saturday.
We're not going into all this Pokemon conversation again.
Look, let me at least just say this about it. I remember waking up every Saturday morning, just jumping up out of my bed to turn on the television and watching Pokemon. I remember how excited I was to see the next fight. They used to, like, repeat the same episode so often, one particular episode with, it was like the Parasite. Pokemon, and they repeat it so often, it just really annoyed me.
Parasite Pokemon.
No. You know what? They freaking repeat it so much, the damn Frieza saga of...
Yeah, fuck, man.
They showed that to death, and I swear I was gonna, like...
What?
And it was because...
It was the entire Frieza saga.
They got to the point where they were at the conclusion of the Frieza saga, but they didn't have the conclusion. So they would get to, like, the part right before he beats Frieza, and they would restart the whole Frieza saga over again.
I would always catch the Frieza saga right in the last battle between Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
I never caught, like, in the middle. And when I'm watching, like, the Abridged series now, I realize I really did not watch very much of this series, did I? Fuck.
Yeah. Rewatching it, it makes me realize how much I've forgotten. I actually tried rewatching Dragon Ball Z previously. Wow. The story did not age well.
You know what Dave, speaking of Pokemon reruns, you know what episode was really shown a lot for Pokemon? That what? Metapod. The Metapod battle with the two Metapod, like the bug trainer versus Ash when he had his Metapod, and all they did was harden the entire match. The entire fucking match.
Use Harden.
Hardening. And his
Metapod, use Harden.
It's over and over and over again. Harden. I watched the episode so
Metapod,
much.
Use Harden.
Just all they did was do that. And they reran it so many times. Oh my gosh. That's the episode that I remember the most. Aside from
yeah.
Yeah.
That's just one of those timeless ones.
Yeah. Alright, sorry, Dave.
Anyway, that's my number two. We better have, like, a better full-on Pokemon discussion someday, then, because I can't stop going on about that.
Yeah, if you guys ever do a full-on Pokemon discussion, I'd like to be part of that, at least on the game side.
talk about what happens when two different Pokemon species mate with each other?
God.
The idea of a Gyarados mating with Pikachu.
They would tear that
Pikachu up.
Gyarados is a fish.
Again, Dave, all Gyarados needs to do is lay some eggs and Pikachu needs to fertilize them.
That's not scientifically possible, I don't think.
Well, Meryl's a water rat, and Pikachu's a rat, and Gyarados is water thingy. Whatever, god damn.
If you breed enough times with enough Pokemon, I'm sure you can eventually get a Pikachu and a Gyarados to be part of the same family.
Okay, let's move on.
Alright, let's go to our number ones. Let's go back to Sakana.
Digimon, season 3. A lot of people tell me season 3 is not that good. I disagree. I like season 1 and 2.
The one with like the cards.
Yeah. When they had Digimodify. Yeah, I like the card thing. It added a new level to it that was kind of missing from the other ones. And it actually had a very interesting villain. It wasn't just this bad guy or this, like, just creature. It was a program. It was an antivirus thing that was just purifying everything because it thought everything was a virus. Like, it kind of gave a new meaning to Digimon in a way. And, I like just how complicated everything was.
And the villain that you thought would be the villain turned out to be kind of a nice guy. That, purple Pokemon. Digimon.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, as a kid, I always thought of, the guy who was, the blonde-haired guy who was part of the D-Reaper project? I always thought he was a grown-up TK. I always thought he was TK.
TK from Angel Beats?
TK from the original season. I thought he grew up into that, into the guy who was doing the Juggernaut, who was destroying Digimon in the human world.
There's more than one TK in the anime world?
Well, there's only one TK. In the Digimon world.
Oh.
I just thought, as a kid, I thought TK from season 1 was that one guy just grown up and a hard ass trying to kill Digimon now, which did not make sense. Pretty much it.
Your number
just
one.
The Darko story really was what made me into it.
Let's go on to Rack.
Call of Duty Warfare 2.
Okay, Richard, don't we understand. You're displeased with King's Thundercats thing.
Thundercats.
Sorry, Thundercats. Is this a video game, I guess? Okay, number one is Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop? How old is that?
Oh, God.
1998.
About the same age as Eva, which King hates. No, it's not. Eva's 95. And he, Dermot. Oh, I'm done. Just go.
Shut up.
As a kid, I had the biggest crush on Ed.
What? What are you talking about? Faye was all over it.
Dude. Ed was free-spirited. She was... she seemed like a guy, which I was... I saw her as a friend, and that kind of grew up into the kind of affection thing.
I actually never watched an episode with Ed in it when I was younger. When I was younger, all I did was see episodes with Faye Valentine. I was like, I might actually watch this series now. Sometimes. But that was when
when I look at newer animes, I'm like, is there any newer animes like Cowboy Bebop? Or I'm not searching well enough? Because to me, Cowboy Bebop was like a mixer of genre, like westerns, film noir, sci-fi. It just had everything to me. It was like a masterpiece.
That's why I speak so highly of Bacano. But no one even gets my ideas, so whatever. It's
no cures, boy. I'm just kidding.
Okay, sorry. Yo, keep going.
Yeah, it's a decade ahead for Cowboy Bebop. To me, it's still a masterpiece compared to most animes out there. Yeah.
Like,
it is. Even though I've never actually finished the series.
You never did? Oh my god.
I've barely watched like two episodes of Cowboy Bebop and I could tell it was already really good.
Oh my god.
But then, Samurai Champloo came along.
What?
That was like, I heard a lot of people comparing that to like that being just another rehash of Cowboy Bebop. Since, you know, same voice actors, same kind of characters.
The guy who made Cowboy Bebop saw every great classic hit movies, like, far saw, like, 2001 Space Odyssey, probably saw, like, some old film noirs and some Quentin Tarantino and stuff, and just made into an anime.
Cowboy Bebop is one of those shows that I think everyone likes. And by everyone, I mean the only people that matter.
Okay.
I'm kidding if you don't like Cowboy Bebop, though.
I'll say, anyone who hates the dub, go and die. It's the best dub ever.
I know, the dub was excellent, too. Everything was just excellent.
I'm going to watch Cowboy Bebop tonight.
He's like, when the creators themselves say they enjoy the dub over the original, you know it's good.
Dude, even like the fight scenes were awesome, too, and like the dogfights and their ships. I mean, Spike was just really badass.
Everyone was badass.
Yeah, I guess I'm done with my number one.
Awesome.
My number zero was Samurai Jack. I'm going to go.
Alright. King? God, Mega sucks so hard. If only this was a cartoon show.
You mean anime?
It doesn't matter. Mega sucks so hard in anime.
You said you wish it was a cartoon show. Shut up. Makes sense. Okay.
My number one is Ramen Warriors.
Ah! Wow, really?
I still remember all there is to know about that show. I remember all the characters. I remember all the plot and all. I don't know. So, that has to say something. I just love that show so much for some reason. So, that was my number one, Ramen Warriors.
I gotta rewatch that.
Let's move on to Ben. What's your number one?
Okay, my number one, the very, very, very first animation thing I've ever watched on Cartoon Network, G-Force, or Gatchaman. It was about, but I just remember loving it, and I don't even know why, but it, like, back in the day, all I can remember is a jet. That's it. And I think I remember, like, different, like, each, I think I remember each character having a vehicle. I'm pretty sure they did. Like, and there was, like, the five-person team of, I seriously don't remember anything about this anime. But it's just,
And the Eagle. What? John the Swan. That's her name.
How the fuck do you remember these people?
Ken the Eagle, John the Swan, Joe the Condor. I forgot the rest.
There's the... What was the girl's name?
Jun.
Oh, Jun. Yeah. I think she was, like, my favorite character in that entire show because, come on, I've always been a sucker for the pink character in anything, especially, like, Power Rangers and everything like that. But that... I don't even know anymore. This is about on the time I was very big on Power Rangers. Like, I don't know if everyone was at the time, but I was. And Gatchaman kind of reminded me at the time, or I should call it G-Force, because that's kind of what I grew up knowing it like. And it kind of reminded me of that a little bit. But it was just so much more, like, just fun, because it was animation. It was way more fun to watch, and the animation was just awesome. And I know it's really old. I'm really old right now, but at the time, it was the best thing ever, man. It was...
And the intro is awesome.
Yeah, the intro was super catchy. I actually prefer the Japanese intro over the American one, but the American one is amazing too. So I like them both. And I would rewatch this series any fucking day, man. I want to rewatch it right now, actually. But, you know, it's fucking long. I think it's 100 episodes long. So who knows? But, yeah, G-Force, man. It's fucking amazing. And...
Don't call it G-Force.
Whatever!
Stupid hamsters. God.
It's Emperor time.
How dare they, how dare they make a fucking movie named after a fucking great anime?
Oh, imagine Hamtaro, but all the hamsters were cyborgs with, like, laser cannons.
Yeah, that's
and they had to fight, like, devil cats or something. That'd be the greatest series ever.
I'd even watch G-Forces.
Dude, I don't want to watch. I mean, does that... I didn't even know that... I forgot that existed. Because I don't even remember it being... Like, I remember hearing about it, and then I remember it dropping right off the radar. But... Man, they fucked up. Why would they name that G-Force when it has nothing to do with G-Force? Whatever. I'll call it Gatcha Man. Because Gatcha Man is awesome. And I actually like that name better. So, Gatcha Man is awesome, and it's my number one nostalgic anime. Because every time I hear about it, I get all nostalgified.
Alright. So, and my number one is also Digimon. And...
Which
especially,
one?
Well, seasons 1 to season 3 are especially pretty good. After the seasons after that, season 4 was so ridiculously stupid. It really got to the point where pretty much the owners could be the Digimon, and it got so stupid and ridiculously shown, and it was just, like, so terrible. But, you know, the seasons before that were pretty good. I remember the Season 1 especially was, like, especially the best. Because I remember that had, like, a really good plot. It involved, like, characters having... One of the characters had a little brother that he was always very overprotective of. And he would try to do things, like, that was best for him. Try to... Yeah, Matt. He was the youngest of the group.
Freaking TK cried every single episode.
He was a little kid.
What?
I mean... I don't care, he's a little kid. No. You know? Just because he's a little kid doesn't mean he has to cry that damn much.
Didn't they have Ty's little sister join in later on, and she was, like, more mature?
Yeah, Kari.
Yeah, she was, like,
Kari was, like, mature.
She was...
You remember the first time Kari joined... I mean, was appeared? Like, when Ty went back to the real world?
Yeah, she was sick.
I'm sorry.
Because I can remember.
Much when you were
Kari freaked me out as a kid in that episode. And it's weird how she was never like that afterwards. It's just, she was so creepy.
Yeah, but...
It's like, is she going to kill Ty? It's like, that was always in the back of my head. Is she going to kill him?
She's just like...
Sorry.
I don't know. She had some sickness with her. But, you know... Season 1 especially had a pretty good story, and, you know, it's one of those animes that just really got me started, and I just loved it.
Who's so, the chick with the helmet? Sora?
Oh, Sora? Yeah, she had, like, the
cactus
Digimon. She was pretty cool.
No. Sora was the
one. That was Mimi that had the cactus. Sora had the bow.
Yeah.
Sora had the phoenix, right?
And, Bojamon.
What's that? Oh, Duel Masters. That's what it's called?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a parody of...
Was that an anime? Night. Yeah, that was an anime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That girl was really hot, but really young, so I feel kind of bad calling her hot. Never mind.
Right.
Sora was... the kind of girl that little boys loved, but not because of sexual things, because she was just like a guy.
She's the Chie of Digimon.
Yeah.
Chie is not like a guy, you shut up.
She's very tomboyish.
Boy. Yeah, she's pretty much a boy. It's
Chie,
like,
can be tomboyish king.
I mess with Chie. I kill you.
So, yeah, that's my number one. This was our top 5. Thank you for listening.